A former police officer, who is now a defense attorney, is one of two Republicans seeking the party's nomination to take on Massachusetts Attorney General Democrat Maura Healey in next year's election. James J. McMahon says there are three major issues of concern to his campaign, one of which is the opiate crisis in Massachusetts.
I have some personal experience with that in my own family. My oldest son died because of opiates. So I'm concerned about the opiate crisis here in Massachusetts. I'm also concerned with the Second Amendment rights of our citizens here in Massachusetts. The enforcement order that the current Attorney General, Maura Healey, initiated in July of 2016, pretty much she outlawed, just by fiat, she issued an enforcement order that no state representative voted on, no state senator voted on. The governor didn't even know it was coming. And basically, she made felons of people who are in possession of certain guns that she put on a list. And basically, what she's done was overturned 18 years of gun policy here in the Commonwealth. So I look at that. I look at her stance on public safety issues. And it's very troubling, especially with her policies and her stance on certain criminal procedures. She really is detrimental to law enforcement. I'll give you an example. About a month ago, our Supreme Judicial Court, which is the highest court in Massachusetts, they issued a decision which states that court officers and local law enforcement officials have no authority under state law to hold illegal aliens on civil ICE detainers. Now, that decision came down, and that decision is disrupting decades of cooperation between local and federal officials. When Maura Healey got that decision, she said, "This is a victory for us. We won." And you got to ask yourself, who won? Who won under this instance? Did law enforcement win? No. Did law and order win? No. Did cooperation among law enforcement agencies, local, state, and federal win? No. So I don't know who she's saying this is a victory for, but you got to ask yourself, whose side is she on?
Last November, the voters of Massachusetts approved ballot question number 4 to legalize the recreational use of marijuana by adults. How do you feel that should be regulated? How should it be restricted? What are some of your thoughts on the implementation of that law?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my concerns are. Many towns in Massachusetts are looking to put either a moratorium or just an outright ban, which the law permits. So it permits the municipalities to act. I'll tell you what my concerns are, though. I did some research, and a lot of people, a lot of government officials in Massachusetts have done research based on Colorado's experience, Oregon's experience, and there's some statistics out of Nevada as well. In Colorado, since they have had recreational marijuana, the deaths of the highway fatalities as a result of marijuana or having marijuana involved have more than doubled. Now, when you got highway fatalities, I mean, that's been the biggest warning all along. We're going to have trouble with this. Law enforcement officials already have trouble. Most convictions in Massachusetts for operating under the influence of marijuana are based on admissions of the suspect who stopped. In other words, if the suspect doesn't admit it, there's no other scientific way to make a determination whether the suspect even had any marijuana. Now, granted, they can smell it, but that doesn't That doesn't tell you anything. So it's very, very difficult to enforce it.
Attorney James J. McMahon is one of two Republicans seeking the party's nomination for state attorney general in next year's election in Massachusetts. We heard from his Republican opponent Dan Shores on Tuesday's Midday Magazine.